Chief of Police Brian Larkin announced his retirement from the Waterloo Regional Police Service last month to take a new position with the RCMP. His last day will be on July 3 and will see Staff Superintendent John Goodman replace him as interim chief. Goodman has been an officer with WRPS for over 27 years and has risen through the ranks to become one of the highest-ranking officials in the organization. Larkin thinks he embodies all of the qualities that the police board is looking for in a leader. He meets all of our corporate needs and neighborhood policing right now. He is very well connected with the community, Larkin said during Wednesday's police board meeting. Goodman will have all of the duties and responsibilities of an active police chief while the region searches for the permanent replacement for Larkin. Board Chair Karen Redman said, Larkin is leaving big shoes to fill, but is confident that their organization can find a suitable replacement. He is well known in the community for developing positive relationships and partnerships, and I know we will be well served during this transition period, Redman said. Goodman started as a police officer in 1994 and after decades of service is ready to take on the role of interim chief of police. During his time in the police service he has held various roles, frontline policing, the intelligence unit, the drug unit, professional standards branch, the homicide unit, court services and neighborhood policing divisional leadership. In his role as staff superintendent, he oversaw neighborhood policing and investigations, including the Operation Support Division, Emergency Services and Public Safety Branch and the Field Support Branch. The board is confident in his ability to provide professional and skilled leadership during this period, Redman said. Boyden Canada, a global talent and leadership advisory firm, was hired to conduct a nationwide search to find Larkin's replacement. The selection of a new chief of police is critical and we are confident Boyden Canada will identify candidates that will reflect the goals and values we expect from our police service, Redman said.